Proponents of repealing the Affordable Care Act revealed yet another new draft of the bill today. The sponsors have made changes that appear designed to win the vote of Senator Lisa Murkowski, one of three Republicans who killed the last repeal bill. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
The latest version of the Graham-Cassidy bill, like the original, would provide block grants to the states in place of federal spending on insurance subsidies and expanded Medicaid. As in the original, the block grants in the revised bill would mean a cut in funding for Alaska compared to what the state gets under current law. But the new proposal does not cut as deeply as the original Graham-Cassidy bill.
There is a lot of special treatment for Alaska.
Timothy Jost is a professor emeritus at Washington and Lee University School of Law. He reviewed the current bill draft for the Health Affairs blog. Jost says the revision is peppered with money for states that have low population density, higher poverty lines, and other descriptors that apply to Alaska and only a few other states.
It just basically gives Alaska more money.
But according to a fact sheet that's circulating with the proposal, Alaska would still lose $99 million over 7 years when you compare the block grants to the federal funding in existing law. That's about a tenth of what Alaska would lose under the original Graham-Cassidy bill. The bill also makes big changes to the traditional Medicaid program. Bill sponsor Senator Lindsey Graham said at a hearing on the bill that government revenues just can't keep pace with health care spending.
Most of you know that by 2042, that the entire revenue stream will be consumed by Medicare and Medicaid spending unless somebody does something about it.
Graham's bill, though, would increase spending for non-expansion Medicaid in Alaska. The new version increases the federal matching rate for Alaska and Hawaii. It's not clear how much money that would bring to Alaska. It's possible it could more than make up for revenue losses elsewhere in the bill. But there's more than money at stake. The new version would also allow states to more easily drop insurance standards in the Affordable Care Act. States would be allowed to undermine protection for people with pre-existing conditions. That has people like Todd Brown of Anchorage concerned. He says he ran into Senator Murkowski at the farmers market in South Anchorage on Saturday. About 30 people were waiting to talk to her. Some, like him, wanted to talk about the repeal bill.
I said, you know, Lisa, I know that there's going to be a lot of pressure and a lot of powerful people who are most likely going to offer you, large packages of money and try to trade favors, but I hope that you don't allow them to buy you off.
Brown says Murkowski reassured him.
She just looked at me very intently and squeezed my hand and said, I don't get bought off.
Senator Dan Sullivan says he's undecided, too. And it's not clear either of them will have to take a position. At least three Republicans have now announced they will vote no. If that holds, it would be enough to kill the bill. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.